We're continuing with the Chavetz Chaim. We're up to the 10th chapter, the 8th halacha. V'cholzek shein alav imamenei shushem daber alav. Everything we discussed about how you're sometimes allowed to tell lashon hara with all the conditions and stipulations, well, that's also contingent on you're not being scared of him. Aval im yesh alav imash yesh le'edi adol ha'raim. If you're scared, he's going to harm you. If shash yesh la'ker seper la v'avla shasal chavua apiru shilo ba'apet data. Could be that then you're allowed to say it, even not in the presence of three, because you're scared of him. And sometimes if you're scared of him, then even though it might benefit others, you don't have to endanger yourself to benefit others. Sometimes it becomes a very serious question. It's a very tough question sometimes.
When to tell us and how?
Right? Let's say you had a tenant who was a terrible tenant, but they're very violent. And someone calls you for a reference. And if you say they were a terrible tenant, then you're scared of what they'll do to you. The flip side is you don't want them to get stuck with such a tenant. So you got to find a smart way to get out of it and help the other guy without your name being involved. So there are smart ways to do that. I could tell you off the record how to do that.